Track 5, Christmas at the Bookshop. Christmas is an even more magical time of year at Kett's Books in Wyndham.
Every day feels like Christmas at Kett's Books. The staff working here and packing the deliveries of books never loses its thrill. Introducing customers to new authors is a treat, and being at the centre of the community is like being in one big family. What's more, the fire is lit in the wood burner. There's bunting strewn across the bookcases, and fairy lights are twinkling, and there are trees in the bay windows. There's always a sense of celebration. It's a very optimistic place, says Gordon Chase, a retired banker who volunteers in the bookshop one day a week. There's a real buzz, and you can see people relax as soon as they walk through the door. It's clear that the residents of Wyndham are delighted not only to have a bookshop in the town, but one that is so beautifully presented, with space to sit and chat and to host author visits and book groups. Having a vibrant bookshop at the heart of Wyndham sends a hugely positive message to the communities and visitors alike, says one of in a recent bookshop survey. It shows that the town values reading and books. And the management of Kett's Books is such that this is much more than a shop. It's a community interest company owned and run by the people it serves, with any profits used for the benefit of Wyndham and the surrounding area. There has been a bookshop in the town for as long as anyone can remember, says Tracy Kenny, co-founder and managing director of Kett's Books. So, when in 2013 it looked like that would be coming to an end, a group of customers, led by Tracy and her colleague Ray Rumsby, decided they had to save it. 8 weeks after first meeting together in a pub, the 16 strangers had raised funding, created the CIC, formed a friends group, come up with a name and designed a logo. We recognised that with all our strength and experiences, we could have a go at running a bookshop as a group of volunteers, says Tracy. They took over the old bookshop premises in Wharton's Court for almost 10 years, but in September 2023 realised that they needed somewhere larger and more prominent in the town. Particularly after lockdown, we realised that we wanted to be able to reach more customers and to offer more activities, says Tracy. We wanted to offer more space to browse, more events and more volunteering opportunities. When the old veterinary practice decided to move out of its facilities in Market Place, it was evident that this was the perfect location. So, with help from the Friends of Kett's Books, South Norfolk District Council, the Norwich Freeman's Charity, the Booksellers Association, and this year, completing the purchase, the Government Community Ownership Fund, plus lots of hard work from the volunteers, they transformed the large double-fronted red brick building into a vibrant and welcoming bookshop. The bookshop was designed by Jack Kinsey, a finalist on BBC One's Interior Design Masters, and who lives nearby, says Tracy. We couldn't be happier with what he created. His design is perfect for the building and reflects Wyndham and its history. Not least because there are two trees inside the shop, as well as stunning murals of tree canopies on the ceiling. There was a beautiful tree in the courtyard outside the old shop, and it features in our logo and in the choice of our name, says Tracy. I told Jack how I wished we could bring the tree with us, and he said he would give us a tree. An oak leaf features as the bookshop's logo, and the business is named after the 16th century local landowner, Robert Kett, who famously, under an oak tree near Wyndham, led an uprising against the government enclosing the common land. Ket had torn down his fences and sacrificed all he had to lead the revolt by the people of Wyndham. He and 16,000 rebels stormed Norwich, defeating troops sent by the government to stop them. But Ket was captured, tried for treason, and hanged from Norwich Castle. We felt there was a resonance between his story and ours in saving a community resource for the well-being of the town, says Tracy. So we named the bookshop after him. But also, everyone feels like the shop belongs to them because its name's Ket's. People come here to browse the beautifully curated books for adults and children, to buy gifts and cards to talk about their reading, but also to work together. There are 45 members of the team at Ket's Books at the last count, and only 3 are paid staff. Volunteers take on a variety of tasks, ranging from DIY and maintenance, admin and events, as well as serving customers. We find out what people are good at and match that up with what needs doing, says Tracy, whose previous roles in running a playgroup, being a member of a church, and involved with a public television station have equipped her in managing volunteers. My whole life I've been around people who are doing something because they believe in it, she says. Money isn't the motivator. Money is not fulfilling. People get something out of knowing that they have been valued and that their time matters. We've had people who left work for whatever reason, who've been volunteering here and have found what they call healing and a space to put themselves back together again and to find friendships. Then they'll go away with their own stories about what they did here and why it matters. It's an emotional connection. So there's increased ownership, increased loyalty, and increased value for everybody here. The hub of the community is in your high street. It's not just about doing your shopping. It's the fact you're meeting people and you're interacting. Volunteers gathered together to paint the bookshop when it moved to its new premises, and one group discovered they were all recently bereaved. That's an astonishing and important benefit of having moved here, says Tracy. We brought those people together who otherwise wouldn't have met, and then they encouraged each other through their hard time. There are almost a dozen book groups running at the shop each month. For example, a new silent book group has just launched. The amateur dramatics group reads plays together between productions. A group reading non-fiction titles appeals to male readers. And there is a book for young parents and carers, where the chosen title can be no longer than 150 pages, so that they have time to read it. Where there is an interest group, we're happy to build a book group around it, says Tracy. We want people to increase their ability to read and engage with a book and to respond to the world around them. And they're going to do that better in a small group. People show their support for the bookshop by becoming a friend of Ket's Books. They are a group of people who want to do a bit more than just buy books, says Tracy. They pay £20 a year to become a card-carrying supporter. And in return, they get 10% of almost everything they buy and invitations to friends-only events, including a special evening meeting with an author at Christmas. The shop also produces its own Christmas catalogue each year, a Ket's Book for Good tote bag, a bookmark and a colouring sheet for children. This year, there is also a bookshop Christmas card designed by bookseller Katie Lowry. Katie had previously been teaching English and drama, but sought a gentler, more supportive working environment, she says. Her skills in plumbing and electrical engineering and in theatre set design have proved invaluable in creating the beautiful bookcases, appealing window displays, and attractive merchandise. I thought this is what I need, she says of working at the bookshop. It's where I can reintegrate with people, be in an environment where things I'm passionate about, and I can gently try and start to live again. I love the people I work with and really enjoy talking to the customers and talking about books. Just being in that environment. I am happier now than I have been for years. Christmas recommendations from Tracy at Kett's Books. A bit of fun. The Hotel Avocado by Bob Mortimer. This book is as daft as he is, but it turns out Bob Mortimer can write a page-turner. I really enjoyed this and think it will be a hit with our customers. A thoughtful gift. Meditations for Mortals by Oliver Berkman. Berkman's new self-help book starts with acknowledging that life is imperfect. It's a book that asks, now what? It's a slim, thoughtful and wonderful gift. One for customers to discover. Edith Holler by Edward Carey. This is completely off the wall, bonkers fiction. It's part Dickens, part Sweeney Todd, and every single page is Norwich focused. Top historical pick for Christmas. Henry V by Dan Jones. People love giving a history book, and this one has already had a great deal of interest. My all-time favourite for children, You Choose Christmas by Pippa Goodhart. The You Choose books have been around for years, but this is the first year we've had the Christmas version in paperback. The books are great for exploring, building vocabulary, and spending lots of time with your children. They're never the same twice, and we sell them by the boxful. I will always recommend these. This will be our bestseller this Christmas, Eerie East Anglia by Edward Pennell. People seem to like a ghostly book for Christmas, and we think this collection of weird and uncanny tales from the East is going to be really popular. What everyone should be given. The Glassmaker by Tracy Chevalier. Chevalier is back with this compelling, historical, unputdownable story.